34 past the hour. Mark Maron here with Mark Riley.
Hi.
Fair America Radio's Morning Sedition program. Welcome aboard. How's it going? Sit down. You know, take some, what do you call it? Dramamine if you have to. You know, it's here we go. GOP leaders are turning on Tom DeLay faster than hitmen turn on the mob, my friends. One named GOP leader said yesterday, quote, all we have to do is give him enough rope. I mean, not give up hope, end quote. George Bush is turning on him a little bit. You know, certainly Newt Gingrich has taken shots at him. We're going to get those stories in a minute. But, you know, politics is often called a sport. So we thought, why not gamble on it, folks? Lay down a few bucks and see what happens. But not before we talk to an expert. Here's our Inside the Beltway odds maker, Johnny K Street. Johnny, where's the action this week?
Hey, Mark, it follows me, baby. This right. Week, everybody's betting on Tom DeLay to go down.
That's what I'm talking about. So where's the smart money, man?
Well, there's a lot of action being laid off. I'm telling you, this guy's a one-man final four.
Yeah.
We got a bunch of different ways you can go on this
one. All right.
DeLay goes down because a lobbyist paid for his daughter's wedding shower. 5-1.
That's not bad. That's not bad.
I got a couple of safe bets for
all
you.
Right.
Make you some money.
Okay. What do you
You're not going to get rich on these, but they're practically guaranteed.
Okay.
He goes down for taking trips paid for by lobbyists. 2-1.
I want it.
That's safe.
That's me.
Yeah.
My pick, though?
Yeah.
DeLay taking others out with him.
He goes down
2-1.
Yeah.
You can bet the farm on that.
All right.
But you want to make crazy money?
Yeah.
You
got my wallet out.
Go to the off the line bets.
Right.
This is where the money is.
Okay, what do you got?
Dead hooker in the trunk.
Ooh. Really?
Surprisingly, that's going off at 30-1. That's looking pretty good.
All right.
Found in hotel room with Jeff Gannon.
Oh, wow.
70-1.
I'm not touching that longer odds than the hooker?
I'm not touching that one in more ways than one, if you know what I mean.
I hear you, man.
DeLay starts an amateur wrestling career under the name The Hammer. That's 1,000-1.
That's a long shot. I like betting on long shots, though.
Driven stock raven mad by the ghost of Terry Schiavo, past, present, and future. That one's changing as the weeks go by. It started at 100-1. Now it's a little safer, 20-1.
So it's a good bet.
It's a pretty damn good bet.
All right.
You want to go long term?
Mm-hmm.
You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. What do you got?
This is a pretty sure thing.
All right.
DeLay will end up penniless on the streets of Houston, where he'll be caught shoplifting a bag of stale caramels from a 99-cent store.
Oh, nice.
500-1.
Oh, that's pretty long. But maybe a couple bucks. Why not?
Payoff is big, man.
Yeah.
The tricky part is the caramel. He pitched jelly beans, you're screwed. Got to be careful.
All right.
Your best bet is a trifecta, always.
Okay. What is that?
DeLay is driven mad by the ghost of Terry Schiavo, so he kills a hooker. He tries to revive her with stale caramels.
Okay.
You can tell that story on your yacht. Million to 1.
Why not a dollar on that?
A dollar on that? Sure.
What's a buck?
Yeah. Yeah,
exactly. What's the long shot?
A buck and a dream.
Myself. I got to tell you the truth.
All right.
I told my kid.
What's the long shot, man?
Here's a long shot.
All right.
Bush coming out against DeLay before there's an indictment.
Okay, yeah.
You hit that one, you can buy your own island. That's $50 million to 1.
Oh, I'm definitely putting at least a dollar on that.
Hey, wait a minute, man. We're already halfway there.
Yeah, I know.
You got some information I need?
Today he kind of halfway, Bush kind of half came out against him. Kind of. They weren't good friends.
Those odds are going to change.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you, you don't have much time to get your money done on this because my source in the Senate says there's definitely a window and it's closing fast. So get the bets in, fellas.
All right, so who do we call? You?
Just call me, and I got to get out of here. I got another stop at Fox. There's tons of action.
All right, that was Johnny K Street.
Johnny K Street.
Beltway odds maker. We'll see him again soon next week with the new bets. With the new odds.
Johnny.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
All right. Take care. Be careful.
Say hi to your cousin Bo Deedle for me, will you?
Yeah.
Sounds a little like old Bo.
Take care of yourself, man. All right? Just be careful. See you later.